Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. I'm going to be super honest with you. If you're around Playhouse Square this morning, you may want to bring some nose plugs with you. As I was walking into the building today, they're doing something with the sewage outside. Dan, have you noticed this? I can kind of smell it in the building itself. You can smell this, right?
Yeah, you may want to breathe through your mouth for a little bit.
Yeah, it is not pleasant. Just going to be honest.
Yeah, I hear you.
Are you
with
that?
It's like the steel mill smell, right?
No, the steel mill smell was better. Like, you know what's weird? Like, to me, the steel mill smell isn't horrible because...
You know that one, though, right?
Well, oh, yeah. I know why, because my dad was an electrician down there. And when I was a little kid, you know, you're a little kid and you want to run up and hug your dad when he gets home from work. And I remember he was coming home from the mill, and I would run up and I know that smell. That and Brute. I know the smell of Brute. My dad would use that. And that Panade stuff that you'd get at a barbershop.
No high karate. Oh, yeah.
No. Yeah. Oh, I think he did high karate for a while. I think he got Brute for the holidays one year, and so that he kept wearing that stuff. But that's his go-to. It's Panade, I think, is the stuff they use at the barbershop.
There's a certain aroma downtown.
Yeah. I would kill Hopefully, for yeah. any of those smells right now. Over what we're feeling right now. What were you going to say, Dan? I thought you had something you were going to chime in. Oh, okay. All right. And let's get into the Browns a little bit here, too, because if I'm going to get yelled at.
It's the bye week.
Yeah, I mean, it should be the bye week on a lot of the topics that we would do every day, too. But one of the things that's going to happen during the bye week is the trade deadline, which is Tuesday. And you have to ask yourself, look at these guys. Excuse me. Look at these guys who are under one-year contracts, and are they going to be back? And if they're not going to be back, do you wonder if they're going to get traded? Maybe there's a contender that could use something or someone of their talents to be able to help another team. So let's go through a couple of those guys. Let's start with the offensive line, Teller, Posick, and Bitonio. Joel, I feel like Joel came back out of the goodness of his heart this year. I do, because, I mean, the guy has given this franchise everything.
Yeah. I can't say enough good things about Joel Bitonio. So this summer, my first day back out there, working freelance, standing on the sideline, and the play kind of tumbled out of bounds, whatever, and they pulled Teller and Bitonio off the field or whatever, and Joel looks over and says, "Hey, I thought you retired." And I said, "Hey, I thought you did too." So he said, "Fair enough." So, yeah, you know, Joel came back for this season. We have to all assume that's probably going to be it. So
yeah.
Joel's not going anywhere. And as far as Postage and Teller are concerned, I mean, if you're going to evaluate a rookie quarterback or two over the next month and a half or 2 months, whatever the case may be,
I don't know how you can walk away from them.
You can't deplete that. I mean, it's already, you know, you're already dealing with backup situation at left tackle.
Right.
You know, Conklin came back last week, and that was great. And, you know, Jack has had his struggles with injuries over the last couple of years. So, you know, the heart of that offensive line is kind of one of the few things you can kind of hold on to at this point. So I don't see any of those guys moving. Now, that's not to say that, look, and we all know Andrew Berry is willing to wheel and deal with whomever. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure those phone calls are happening every day, and I'm sure people are inquiring. But I think at least from the center and the guard standpoint, those guys are safe.
And looking, I can't see those guys leaving. I just, for the same reason, if you've got two rookie quarterbacks that you're planning on getting on the field. You have to have some kind of experience. And I do think that the major deficiencies that we're seeing from the offensive line are coming from the outside. It's another reason why I'm not surprised they're not bringing in more tight ends.
No, right.
Because if you're going to cover up the tackles on the outside, you're going to help your offensive line.
I mean, I don't think any of those guys inside right now are having Pro Bowl seasons, but that's not to say that they're not still really good players, you know, and they are they bring experience to not only the field but to the locker room, and those are important things to have right now with this squad.
What's your read on Luke Whipler?
You know, it's been
I'm talking about if you do need to leave these one-year contract guys, where are we with Whipler? And then there's another question there on the line, too. But
yeah, so Whipler had the broken leg last year, right?
Right.
He's worked his way back into, at least he's in some of those jumbo packages or whatever you have now, and they have him on the field. I think they want to take a longer look at him at some point. You know, maybe as this season, you know, evolves or devolves or whatever you want to call it, there may be chances for him to get some more snaps with the first team offense. We'll see, you know, God forbid, and knock on wood, you know, injuries tend to happen, right? Injuries happen up and down on both sides of the line. So maybe Whipler gets his shot that way. I think they still like him, Andy. Like, I haven't heard anything, you know, negative about him. You know, productive guy when he's been in there, you know, well-liked amongst his teammates, good guy, you know, Buckeye, all that stuff.
Yeah,
so I can't say too much negative about him, but, you know, we'll see.
All right. So when we talk about other guys that could fill in depth on the offensive line too, I'm just, let me put it this way. I hope no one tells Harold Fannin that he was drafted in the third round, because the third round has been not good for Andrew Berry. And then you've got another third rounder on the offensive line in Zach Zinter. And every week he's inactive. Every week he's inactive. And, you know, is he coming back from injury? Is he not up to snuff? Like, what do you think's going on with him?
I really don't know.
Because he was ballyhooed coming out of Michigan.
He was, and I think he played in pretty much every game last year, made a couple starts, as I recall. So, you know, again, you know, injuries are going to move the depth chart around. So, I haven't heard, again, you know, much like Luke, I haven't heard anything, you know, demeaning by any means about Zach. I going into the season, Andy, I'll be honest with you, when we talked about strengths and weaknesses of this team, I was...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
It's really concerned about the offensive line depth, because there really has not been enough. Andrew Berry hasn't done enough, I think, to get it adequately stacked up in case you have these injuries or what have you. So, you know, the DeJuan Jones injury, obviously trickle down effect from that, right? And we've had kind of a rotation there at left tackle. Again, you know, Conklin's been back, and you know, the guys they've put in at the tackle spots here in backup situations have just not been good. I mean, it's been, you know, when we talk about Dylan Gabriel and evaluating him, and I'm sure we're going to get into some more of that at some point here today. You know, the way the pocket has been collapsing from kind of the outside in has made it really tough on him. It's been hard for him to get outside the pocket. It's been hard for him to step up. I know there's people that talk about he has a hard time seeing down the field to begin with. So, you know, the pocket has not been great, and I think that's got a lot to do with the tackle situation. Again, much like Whipler, I would think Zinter's going to get a chance to get a longer look at some point this season.
All right, let's go, again, one-year contract, guys, and we go to the defensive side of the ball. Shelby Harris is, you know, sitting behind me. Malik Collins, Mike Hall came back next week. Could Shelby Harris be a guy, a name that we hear on Tuesday moving teams?
You know, I would think so, except that he gives you, you know, you do have some depth on that defensive line,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, when you look at the defensive line compared to the offensive line,
I mean, they can rotate guys in there, right? Yeah. You can give Miles a break. You can give Collins a break. I can't remember. I should have looked it up, and I can here, how many snaps Mike Hall had last week. But they're going to still kind of bring him along slow, right? I mean, it's not going to be, you know, he's not going to go from 25 plays to suddenly 60 in a game. So, you know, they're going to have to kind of slow play him a little bit, see how he's doing with that knee. A valuable guy. I mean, we've all talked about what potentially that front group could be like with Graham and Hall playing side by side. And, you know, what that means to both Myles Garrett and Alex Wright on the ends. And so, I don't know, Shelby is a guy, you know, again, 1 year deal, well-liked in the locker room, you know, experienced leadership type of guy. So I think those are invaluable pieces right now. Now, that's not to say, though, if you can get a draft pick for him, then maybe you do it. Although
maybe you do.
I feel like they've got enough draft picks.
Yeah, well, no, that's true, too. But I think the other guy that's turned heads, even though he's a little banged up right now, is Aiden Huntington, right? And he's given them more defense, more depth on defensive line. And, I mean, you're talking about a guy who's a free agent, college free agent.
Incredible. Swiss Army knife, too. I mean, they've had him in the backfield. They've had him on special teams. He's that one guy that really stood out in training camp. Like, who is this guy, and how do we keep him on the roster?
I'd say name the stadium after him, and then he's good to stay, right? I mean, you don't even have to give him a lot of money. Like, hey, look at all his promotion.
Yeah, no, but what a great story, right? Yeah, yes. Kind of unsung and unknown and made the most of it, you know, spent the offseason with Myles Garrett down in Dallas, which is a good move by anybody if you're, you know, trying to make a name for yourself or trying to enhance your career. So, yeah, good on him.
So I think the biggest name, though, that I think we have our eye on, and I think Denzel Ward's safe. I don't think fans want to see him go anywhere. I'm just wondering.
I don't see that happening.
Yeah, either. I don't either, but I wonder what, like, if somebody came in and said, here's a first or here's a first and some. When Denzel, you know, is okay and is healthy, man, he's best in the league, one of the best in the league.
No question.
And, you know, I wonder if that's somebody that could get lifted, I guess, out of the – I don't know why you would get rid of him. Other than you feel like we're really not going anywhere and –
Well, you're going to have to get equal value, and I don't know if that's available.
I don't think –
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be a unique situation, and, you know, who knows? We still got to get through – you know, tonight and Sunday and Monday as well, right before the deadline. And, you know, injuries do happen. So if you ever saw like a top cornerback, then to your point, then those kind of conversations become even
louder. A team who's one step away from, you know, making the playoffs or a Super Bowl team. So I do think the biggest name that we're going to be talking about for the next 4 or 5 days is David Njoku.
No question.
Because Harold Fannin's had success, and I don't know that that's the way it should be. I love having two really, really good tight ends. And Fannin has absolutely turned heads. I mean, he was rookie of the week last week in the NFL. I don't know how much more you can add. He has like one play in the back of my mind that he dropped that I'm like,
he's had a couple drops. Yeah. But by and large, though, he's been a ray of sunshine in this otherwise dreary season.
How does his play affect David Njoku?
Well, I think it's, you know, they want to have packages where, you know, Fannin is on the field more than he is already, right? And I think it's, you know, part of him being in kind of those jumbo tighter tight end packages, if you will. They kind of, you know, Fannin is good enough and quick enough that they can use him in the slot, much like David Njoku was a couple years ago. Like he's changed a little bit as a tight end in terms of the way they use him, right? Mm-hmm. I remember a couple years ago when I was talking to somebody with the Browns and I was saying, you know, you guys are really lacking that quick twitch type of wide out, like that slot guy who can catch the ball like a yard away from the line of scrimmage and go.
And I
was told, you know what? No, we got David Njoku. And when you think about it, that's kind of how they used him earlier in his career, right? He would get that little screen to the side, break a tackle or two. Now it's David Njoku who goes down 8 yards, you know, finds a seam in the zone, catches the ball, and then, you know, carries 4 tacklers for an extra couple of yards. So he's a different kind of player, still a very good, productive player. I just don't know, Andy and Dan, what you get in return for a David Njoku right now. Is it a third round pick? Are you looking for a position player? Can you swap David Njoku for a wide receiver? Oh, by the way, that I think would help this team in this struggling offense right now. So, 85 is the one I think we all have to circle here over the next 4 or 5 days.
All right, I want to talk more about David Njoku with you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.